A New York City police sergeant has been acquitted of murder in the shooting death of a mentally ill woman in the Bronx. Sergeant Hugh Barry was also acquitted of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the non-jury trial. As WNYC Cindy Rodriguez reports, the judge found the shooting of Deborah Danner was justified.
The court finds the defendant not guilty of murder in the second degree.
As Judge Robert Neary read his verdict, Sergeant Hugh Barry, dressed in a black suit, stared straight ahead. His family cried quietly behind him, and across the aisle, a friend of Deborah Danner's buried her head in her hands. It was done in minutes. The judge didn't elaborate. Outside the courthouse, as reporters struggled to put up their microphones, Danner's angry cousin, a retired police officer himself, stepped up to talk.
Put them up, because I want the world to hear what I got to say.
Right on.
My name is Wallace Cook Jr. To take Deborah's life was a tragedy preventable.
Cook believes his cousin was killed because she was black.
Racism is alive and kicking. And we are not going to accept anymore. I don't need anybody to back me up. If they kill me, I'm dead. So what the big deal?
Danner was 66 years old. She suffered from schizophrenia for 40 years. But she lived on her own for decades inside the Bronx co-op apartment where she was killed. A security guard called the police that day after Danner started to yell and scream, bang on cabinets, and rip up a flyer. She was having an episode. It had happened many times before. The police were familiar with her mental illness. So were Danner's church friends. Her minister said she had highs and lows, and people knew how to talk her down. Church member Chris Barry sat in on the trial.
She was a lovely lady, very, very talented, a gifted poet. She was a member of the knitting circle. So I'm really sorry she met that untimely, tragic death. Just really sorry about that. It's heartbreaking.
The evening Danner died, four police officers responded to the 911 call. Then two more came, including Sergeant Barry. What happened next is under dispute. Barry says he spoke to Danner in a calm voice and convinced her to drop a pair of scissors. An emergency medical technician testified she had already dropped the scissors when Barry arrived and made a move to rush at her. Danner ran back to her bedroom and grabbed a bat. Barry, testifying in his own defense, said Danner sat on the edge of her bed, lifted the bat like she was going to swing, and then lunged at him. He said he thought she would crack his head open. His gun was already out, and he shot her twice. Prosecutors argued that she was not much of a threat, that she was further away than he described, and that she didn't hold the bat up very high. But they also questioned why Barry chased Danner to begin with, and why he didn't back off and slow the situation down. There's training to teach police how to do that, and Barry, they said, ignored it. Defense attorney Andrew Quinn said Barry's actions followed acceptable police procedures.
If you, Barry, and those officers walked away, and Deborah Danner hurt herself with those scissors, the Danner family would be just as sad, and they'd still be pointing the finger of blame at the NYPD for not taking action.
Only 5 minutes elapsed between the time Barry arrived on the scene and Danner's death. Police respond to such calls about someone having some kind of mental breakdown hundreds of times each day. Most of those calls end without incident, but advocates say since 2015, 8 other people have ended up dead. Police started a special program a few years ago called Crisis Intervention Training, but advocates say not enough officers have been trained. And they want 911 calls routed directly to officers who have been trained. Ed Mullins, head of the Sergeants Union, believes Barry was justified in shooting Danner, but he too says officers need more training.
We're calling for real training, training that has an impact, that people get on a regular basis, and it's not just liability training to the city of New York.
After the shooting, the police commissioner and the mayor called out Barry for not using his taser and for not waiting for a specialized unit to arrive. Mullins accused them of playing politics. In a statement after the verdict, Police Commissioner James O'Neill accepted the responsibility to properly train and equip officers and to ensure they respond in a measured and appropriate way. He said Barry's tactical response as a supervisor will now be submitted for disciplinary review. Cindy Rodriguez, WNYC News.
The NYPD says Sergeant Hugh Barry has been suspended with pay.